begin this afternoon with Representative Patridge, who's carrying House Bill 2197.
I'll do it.
Patridge, get moving.
Relating to financing of transportation projects.
Thank you, Madam. Co-chair, House Bill 2197 establishes the limits of the amount of loan guarantees that can be made to the Oregon Department Oregon Transportation Infrastructure Fund, and also authorizes the Department to transfer highway funds to satisfy claims against loan funds for projects to meet state constitutional requirements. Any transfers of money from the highway fund will be repaid by the loan. The bill also deletes an outdated bonding statute and increases the aggregate amount of revenue bonds that can be issued by the department. The House Committee on Transportation referred this measure to Ways and Means. The committee discussed the benefit to local governments of reduced interest rates obtainable on loans under the program and the need to increase the bond limit to finance access purchases and local street network programs in the governor's recommended budget. The committee approved the amendments to House Bill 2197, adding an exception to increase the Oregon Department of Transportation's 99-2001 budget expenditure limitation by $41.6 million to fund the two policy packages recommended by the governor to be financed by revenue bonds for the purpose of acquiring access rights to the increased capacity of local roads supporting state highways. The committee did not address five positions that were included in the department's original request. The agency is expected to return to the emergency board during the biennial its authority. The expenditure limitation of these two packages is dependent upon the increase in overall bond limit contained within this House bill. The committee recommends your approval.
Thank you, Representative Patrick. Are there any questions for Representative Patrick on House Bill 2197? Hearing and seeing none, are there any no votes on House Bill 2197? Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 2197 is passed to the floor with a chief master recommendation. We will go now to House Bill 2700 relating to the Oregon Health Plan. Senator Bryant.
Thank you, colleagues. You should have a copy of the summary of the bill. It's a lengthy bill that was done in the interim. The Budget Committee formed a work group dealing with the Oregon Health Plan and met several times of the Western part of that itself. And then when session began, Senator Cutek and I continued that work group. And it expanded. I think the last time we probably had 60 or 80 people in the room. But this bill changes some things that address abuses that were in the system. The most controversial matters have been taken out. But let me talk about the Dash 20 amendments and what you have before you today. There's a couple of things that need to be explained. The bill excludes certain health plan participants from the $2 copay imposed in the measure. In particular, it excludes categories of participants from whom the state would be obligated to make the copay from state funds or would have to incur significant expense to recalculate the income because of copayments that are an offset to income for eligibility determination. Without this amendment, the state would have to incur about $6 million in general fund costs. In simple terms, and there's no simple terms in healthcare area. If you want to have a copay, there's certain people you can't collect a copay from, so that meant the state would have to pay the copay. And doctors and hospitals felt it's important where possible to have a copay just to let people know that there is an expense and responsibility incurred, even though it's not necessarily something that generates money. Secondly, it excludes disabled persons from those who are developmentally disabled from the provision in the bill that limits ancillary services such as certain physical and occupational therapy or medical supplies and equipment to being more generous than those offered by the public employees under the Public Employees Benefit Board health care plan. Without this amendment, the state would have to purchase these services outside the health plan for persons and institutions and community services. The Public Employees Benefit Plan is a good health plan. It would be expensive and it would provide to our own employees if this amendment wasn't adopted. It excludes children under the care and custody of the state of Oregon for services, children and families who are in the out-of-state placements from the provision to allow payments for services delivered out-of-state. One of the irritants was that people would be out-of-state, take advantage of the Oregon Health Plan, probably improperly, illegally, and then return to their home state and get a bill from a doctor in California. And so the bill tries to address that, but we specifically wanted to exclude children who have or might be in Vancouver, Washington, or Boise, Idaho, and receiving services there under the custody of the State Office of Children's Services families, because we should cover those in this bill that way. Eliminate the sections that would have deleted dental service for adults. If you recall, initially we're going to save money, provide some additional money for other families. We're going to eliminate that. That has now been restored. It removes a subsection that would have stayed any change in reimbursement rates for covered services pending final resolution of provider appeals. Staying the changes pending final resolution means we need to do our rebalance, which the board does. And so there's still the right to appeal it, but it doesn't stay the provisions of the contractual so far. These amendments are necessary to make the 2700 workable and affect the improvements in the Oregon Health Plan. It's a set of complicated, difficult area. Most of the changes are small and irritants, but I think it'll make for a better health plan and remove some of the things that I think would just get terrible publicity if the public was aware of it. And generally, people that use the Oregon Health Plan qualify, and physicians and providers and the companies that provide it do a very good job. But there's a few exceptions, and this bill will affect them.
Thank you, Senator Bryant. And any questions for Senator Bryant on House Bill 2700? Hearing and seeing none, are there any no votes on House Bill 2700? Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 2700 is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And we will move to House Bill 3633, Representative Minutes, relating to education.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 3633, Growth, Creates Education Leadership Team. The team's purpose is to assist in the development of goals to share and objective accountability standards for the assessment for assisting the success of Oregon's educational system. The team is composed of legislative leadership, education agency heads, certain statewide elected officials, and representatives of the public, including parents, students, and educators. The team is to make recommendations that address the environment that impacts students' learning, conduct, advancement, safety, and participation in learning. Recommendations are to be made to the governor, the legislative assembly, state board of education, state board of higher education, and other appropriate governmental entities. Staff for the team are to be provided by an interagency agreement between the Department of Education and the legislative administrator. To the extent practicable, continuing legislative staff are to be used. It is anticipated at a minimum two staff will be needed at a cost of $135,100. Per diem costs for team members are estimated to be $39,123 at a minimum. It is assumed these costs and others associated with implementation of the bill by state education agencies will be absorbed in existing budgets. If agencies are not able to absorb the costs, request additional funds from the emergency board. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3633 being heard.
Thank you, Representative Minutes. Are there any questions for Representative Minutes on House Bill 3633? Are there any Representative Schroeder?
Just curious how this is different than what we did last session and the interim work done. Between
us. Rather than just being a speaker's forum, this is bringing department heads and department heads, education, the broader team that we're bringing all together. We didn't address the policy, we addressed the solution.
Okay.
Can
I share?
And I guess, have we already implemented the previous model that was brought forward?
We don't even have the final product from that yet.
And is the assume we have the support of the superintendent of public instruction and OAS guys on this?
They haven't done.
And all just a real quick, and all the money says net contributions. That means it's all coming out of their budgets. Providing we approve upstairs, what's going on?
It's an interagency agreement, if there's a shortfall, they'll come to the e-board to make up for the shortfall.
Okay.
Other questions? Are there any no votes on House Bill 3633?
I'd like to record it as voting no.
Senator Hannan?
And myself.
And Schrader? Any other no votes? Okay. House Bill 3633, having received the required majority, is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Hartung will carry on the Senate side. Okay, that brings us to Senate Bill 555. Representative Westland.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I move we re-refer House or Senate Bill 5555, Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee.
Thank you. Representative Westland moves that we refer Senate Bill 555 to the Subcommittee on Public Safety. Who wants to tell the group that mainly there's some amendments we didn't catch the first time around that need to be caught?
We obviously have some conflict amendments. There are some amendments to be considered, as well as a possible indication from the governor's office that they may be putting some of their juvenile transportation funds into that bill. So we might have to do it all in one fell swoop and
take care of it.
Very good. Senator Fisher.
Is one of the amendments that's going to be considered Representative Mannix dash 22?
22s and 16.
Okay. Right. Are there any objections to the motion to move Senate Bill 555 back to the Subcommittee on Public Safety? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, it is so moved. And finally, we have grant applications.
If you will add money to it, I think you say something about adding money to it.
Are you in the meeting tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. For the candy.
Representative, do you want to do? I don't have any. Do you have anything on the grant application that Representative Ross will carry? Partners in the Health Division.
Do you want to add more money?
The Education Subcommittee and retroactive approval of a request at Health Division to the Department of Health and Human Services for a state and territorial minority HPA-based demonstration grant. The purpose of the grant is to assess the need for services and maximize resources for HIV-AIDS prevention and care in minority communities. The grant would provide $150,000 a year for 3 years. The Health Division would contract with the Multicultural HIV-AIDS Alliance of Oregon for a program coordinator and administrative support services. No new or existing positions in the Health Division would be supported with this, and there is no state match required. The Multicultural HIV-AIDS Alliance is aware that when the grant terminates, the state is not obligated to supplant the loss of federal funds with state resources. The division received notification of the grant on June 28, 1999. The application was due July 17, 1999. The division has submitted a tentative application pending Ways and Means approval. Grant awards are anticipated by mid-August with funds to come in late September. If the grant is awarded, the division will return to the emergency board for an expenditure limitation.
Are there any questions for Representative Minnis on the grant application for the Health Division? Hearing and seeing none, are there any objections to approval of the grant application? Hearing and seeing none, the grant is approved. Representative Minnis, Department of Corrections, grant application.
The Education Subcommittee recommends that the full committee provide the Department of Corrections the authority to apply for a U.S. Department of Justice grant in an amount between $300,000 and $1.4 million. The grant funds will be used to design and implement an effective transition process to reintegrate inmates back into communities. The grant funds will be allocated over a two-year period and no state matching funds required. The funds will provide the department with the opportunity to increase transitional services, pilot new activities, potentially reduce recidivism, evaluate what works, and prioritize how limited resources are spent. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of this request.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Minnis. Are there any questions for Representative Minnis on the grant application from the Department of Corrections? Hearing and seeing none, are there any objections to the approval of this grant application? Hearing and seeing none, the grant is approved. Okay. As far as I know, tomorrow morning we have general government sub. You'll be doing capital construction and the bond issuance budget. And we may have Ed sub, but I'm not sure on that. And public safety may meet sometime tomorrow. Kind of April.
Is general government at 8 or 9?
General government is at 8, I believe. Yeah. It's scheduled as 8. Senator Fisher?
Yeah, when would the committee meeting for you?
Possibly at 9:30. Or possibly later in the day. So just kind of stay tuned. It will not be at 8 o'clock. It will not, because we've had conflicting members. Senator Cho and Representative Leonard are on both of those stuff.
What about full committee?
We may have full again in the afternoon.
Is that the best?
So stay tuned. Okay. We are adjourned.